sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. Now, from Canada, the New World Order, the new North American Union is starting to stir up Canadians. The Canadian Action Party has called for a mobilization to protect the electronic rights of Canadian citizens. Connie Fogel, the leader of the Canadian Action Party, says here's an example of the executive arm of government proceeding on the integration of Canada and the USA while the country sleeps, and the government is trying to slip the matter through Parliament without a blush. Here's an example of a way to take up your duty of citizenry, to stand up, rise up in symbolic arms and say, no way, make a fuss, cry out, it still matters and can count. Now, here Bush is saying, that's just a conspiracy theory. But the Canadian Prime Minister got up on television and talked about this North American Union as if it was a good thing. And they're asking Canadians to mobilize your community, write, telephone, fax, talk to your neighbors, media, MPs, MLAs, city councilors, friends, email it far and wide. And you say, right now, there is one huge issue going on, and although I have little exposure to the legacy media, I'm almost certain they are ignoring it. This is the issue of copyright, and of course when I say the issue is copyright, what I mean to say take a break. We'll be right back. Take your calls today. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Take your calls today. Working on the next issue of the Free American, and we're talking about the America, talking about the merging of Canada, Mexico into the North American Union. Got a picture of their new money on the website. And by the way, I'm getting on the chat room, so. We'll be able to talk to you in there, too. But the Canadians are getting upset. They're looking at it in a different manner than we are. It's... Here. Is that okay? They're saying this is a copyright issue that this particular group is focusing on. They say that the government has tabled a proposal in the House of Commons to amend the copyright. The details are sparse, they say. The minister responsible has refused to answer our questions, proving there's something fishy going on. While the experts say is that harmonization, coming out, and they're trying to slip this in on the Christmas break, is being written entirely by U.S. entertainment cartel groups and completely hostile to the electronic rights of Canadian citizens. What would such harmonization entail? It would mean that your it would mean your iPod and cell phone would be legally protected from you breaking it open to see how it works, or, God forbid, fixing it if it breaks. You will not even be able to legally pay anyone but Apple or the cell phone's initial manufacturer to fix it. It will be legally unfixable. It will seek to criminalize online file sharing, but in doing so may criminalize the entirety of peer-to-peer applications and protocols, which are extremely efficient ways of dealing with certain kinds of information problems. The solutions P2P networks might allow to be able to take Canada to a new level of industrial productivity. But no, the law will not let us computer science people do this. And instead, let countries without these crazy draconian laws surpass us in any areas where they might be employable. There's a Facebook group, which overnight gained 10,000 members of Canadians concerned with the unbalanced pro-U.S. Oops. Unbalanced pro-U.S. nature of such a bill, not that I recommend or encourage Facebook use, mind you, but I know something like 80% of Saskatchewan people use it, so it's obviously kind of a agreed medium for the time being. There's stuff that you and your supporters can do to help, they're asking for. A potentially credible opposition to the powers that be here, especially when this election may be so close. If the Conservatives push us and are wrong about the apathy of Canadian people, they could very well fall. Your party needs to have a clear stance on copyright. And this seems like a limited issue here. And not maybe something that we're... We should be concerned with here. But this group is saying to the extent our country is mediated by computer technology, electronic rights are real rights. Some segments are obviously mediated more than others. But my sector, the computer science one, is extremely so. And rights once taken away are seldom recovered peacefully. And that's what we're faced with here. Again, if you're if you petition your government for a redress of grievances, then you can see how hard a time we've had doing that. Here in the good old USA, yes. Okay, I'm in the chat room here. Alan's got his usual comments here. Clay commented on standing up against government. The Constitution does not authorize the people to stand up in arms against government. Yeah, Ellen, that's right. The Second Amendment for deer hunting, yeah. Yeah. And the founding fathers told us we could change. Our form of government anytime we want it. And Thomas Jefferson said that we should have a revolution every 20 years. I believe they are. They did set us up for that, and we may have to do that. But I never referred to force of arms at all. So that's just out of the range. You do have an obligation to stay on your congressman, to keep them in line and keep them from not voting for unconstitutional measures. Now, up in Kansas, the Attorney General of Kansas, Paul Morrison, has an ex-mistress make allegations that have rocked the Kansas politics and voters. Carter filed an EEOC complaint against Morrison, claiming he had sexually harassed her during their two-year adulterous relationship. Both are married with children. Now, that ought to be interesting. In addition to the sexual harassment charge, they're lovers, illicit lovers perhaps, but they're lovers here, and then suddenly the mistress come back to accuse him of sexual harassment. She alleges that Morrison tried to get her to spy on Johnson County, Kansas City District Attorney Phil Klein, while she was the office manager of his office. Carter, the woman, says she'd worked for Morrison in that office, and later, when Klein took the position, Morrison was seeking inside information on Klein's prosecution of over the Overland Park, Kansas Planned Parenthood abortion mill. And Morrison was a pro-abortion candidate in 2006, and George the Killer Tiller was bankrolling his campaign against pro-lifer Phil Klein. But Morrison defeated Klein for the attorney general position in Johnson County. Republicans probably elected Klein to fill Morrison's post as district attorney. And now Carter's complaint against Morrison shows him to have been a fraud and a longtime adulterer who may have used his power as Attorney General to subvert an investigation. Well, let's see. Yeah, I can see how that's rocking politics up there in Kansas. Oh, you mean the district attorney might have been corrupt? Not exactly earth-shaking news. A slow news day, I guess, Aaron. Hey, we'll be back. We'll take your calls and see what's happening in your neighborhood. 800. In
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Some criticism the other day for having a Jewish fellow on, but the Jewish fellow was American, and my real gripe here is with the Israeli lobby or the war party. Justin Raimondo asked, how many times have we read some variation on the following lead? Israeli armed forces backed by aircraft rushed into the southern Gaza Strip today, killing four Palestinians a day before Israeli and Palestinian negotiators were to begin laying the groundwork for peace talks. Now, I don't watch much television anymore, but I was told by a caller the other day that he was watching footage of Israeli tanks rolling into the Gaza Strip. Raimondo says the Israelis don't want to negotiate, but they're willing to go through the motions. After all, why not? It's just another way for them to thumb their noses at everyone, including their American benefactors. They'll never make meaningful concessions. There's no reason to, as long as there are no constraints on their behavior. As long as a steady stream of American aid and arms keeps the Israeli ship of state afloat, Israel is the regional superpower with none of its neighbors a match for its nuclear-armed might. And why should the Israelis be interested in peace when war has been so good to them? War gave them their country to begin with, first against the British, then against the indigenous Arabs, then against the entire Arab world, most of whom, all of whom they beat easily. The Iraq war has been very good for them, if not for us. Israel's sphere of influence, which has never extended much beyond Lebanon, now reaches into Kurdistan, giving them easy access to Iran. We stood by while the Israelis bombed Lebanon, killing mostly civilians, and targeting factories, waterworks, and other non-military, non-Hezbollah facilities, such as churches. Aid to Israel has been increased, and Congress recently passed, with bipartisan support, a resolution naming a military arm of Israel's number one enemy in the region as an officially designated terrorist group, paving the way for a shooting war. Peace? Well, read this issue of the Free American, folks. Read the Rothschild Doctrine. Yeah, we must proclaim that we want peace, but the real goal is eternal war. So peace, well, Israel doesn't need it or want it. The people of Israel may want it, at least in theory. In practice, however, the successive governments they keep electing are not in the least bit interested in real negotiations with the Palestinians or anyone else in the region. Where's the payoff? From the Israeli perspective, things are going just swimmingly, thank you. No need to upset the apple cart. There's been a few setbacks, nothing serious. Their drive to push us into a military confrontation with Iran has been stalled for the moment. But that just means the road to war with Tehran is going to be a little longer. No one really cares that Iran dropped its alleged nuclear program in 2003, that is, if it ever had one. The whole issue has been trumped up by the West for the sole purpose of humiliating the Persians, disabusing the mullahs of any illusions that the humbling of Iraq will prove a boon to them. Israel's sitting pretty right now, openly threatening its patron and financier, the United States government, with taking the Iranian nuke matter into its own hands and launching an attack on suspected nuclear facilities, leaving U.S. troops in Iraq to face the Iranians and their Iraqi allies. Gee, thanks a lot, guys. This kind of blackmail wouldn't be tolerated by Washington coming from any other country on earth. It would be considered a hostile act carried out by a rogue nation. Yet Israel, not just any other country, it has the distinction of commanding Washington's most powerful lobby in the foreign policy realm. And its power is not limited to Washington, as John J. Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt, authors of the Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, point out. The lobby strives to ensure that public discourse portrays Israel in a public, in a positive light by repeating myths about its founding and by promoting its point of view in policy debates. The goal is to prevent critical comments from getting a fair hearing in the political arena. Controlling the debate is essential to guaranteeing U.S. support because a candid discussion of U.S.-Israeli relations might lead Americans to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you robbillgates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you robbillgates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you robbillgates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to didyourobbillgates.com. That's didyourobbillgates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back, and I'd love to talk to you if you would like to call in. 800-313-9443. This whole issue, the Jewish and Israel issue, has been confused and mixed up. And what I'm trying to accomplish, why I had a Jewish activist on. Now, he's concerned about Israel because of the propaganda here, but he's an American. He's an American with a different religious perspective than what I was raised with. I was raised in a... My grandfather was a Methodist preacher. Doesn't mean I'm pro-Methodist or pro-Baptist I think this government was formed, our Constitution was formed on certain Christian principles that I find admirable. given to us by a book called The Bible, that was really just a guide for civilization. But what's happened with this whole Jewish-Israeli thing is when we start trying to figure out why the United States government would roll tanks in on a church in Texas, why we would have government snipers shoot Randy Weaver's wife, and now why we are our Constitution is being thrown out the window as just a damn piece of paper, according to George Bush. And there's something wrong, and we have to start looking at it. And when we go back to our founding fathers' words and warnings, and they tell us to avoid foreign entanglements and foreign alliances, they certainly were wise in their warnings. And now we have, thanks to a very powerful lobby and Jewish control of our media, starting back 100 years ago when the Rothschilds bought Reuters to control the news to the rest of the world. That does not mean, and I'm just hammering on this because I talked to somebody yesterday. Somebody called me, and I think it was just a crank call, saying they were with the Ku Klux Klan or the Aryan Nations, and they were against the blacks, they were against the Jews, they were against all this, and they wanted to take an ad out of my paper. And I said, no, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you try to trash any other race or religion. Now, they may be working against us. Think about all the years that we were in fear of Russia, the evil empire, the Soviet Union, the nuclear arms race. And so if someone like me steps up and said, hey, there's nothing wrong with the Russian people, got to be something wrong with you, Clay. Russia's our enemy. Russia's a threat to us. Russia's got nuclear weapons. Russia, Russia, Russia. No, it's not. The Russian people weren't our enemies any more than the Vietnamese people were our enemies. They weren't set to invade us, and neither were the Iraqis. Doesn't mean that the KGB wasn't working to destabilize America, to alter American thinking. But we linked Russia and Russians with the KGB, and so they were our enemies. Kennedy handled it right. Kennedy got the nuclear weapons removed from Cuba, only to have us go down and replace the nuclear weapons with the torture camps down there in Guantanamo. But it wasn't the Russian people. It's not the Iraqi people. It wasn't the Vietnamese people. We have a large Vietnamese community now in Los Angeles, in Southern California. I'm not wild about their food or the street signs in Vietnamese, but nothing wrong with the people. And I wouldn't let the Aryan Nation come on with their hate crap. And you know what? I'm not going to allow the U.S. government to try to stampede us into hating Muslims to give us to give them justification for sending our troops over there to kill a bunch of them. Like we have a million Iraqis. There's more immediate threats that our government is not letting us look at. And that would be the 30 million Mexican invaders into this country. But we can talk about illegals, and that's and we can talk about arresting criminals, and we can talk about deporting people that have arrived here illegally and not bothered to learn the language. And that's trying to solve real problems. We also have to be able to talk about a foreign country the same way that we talked about the Soviet Union. We armed ourselves to be able to defeat or fight the Soviet Union. But we managed to do that without absolutely demonizing the Russian people as we had to, as they did the German people in World War II. Most of the people around San Marcos, Texas, are German, descended from Germans. And, you know, our sons and daughters went to war. Many times on these fake wars that they've, you know, the whole civil war here in this country was set up by the bankers to prevent the United States from becoming too powerful. Our form of government and our rejection of the international bankers made us a thorn in their side. And if this whole concept of freedom and liberty caught on around the world, the international bankers would be out of business. So I guess what I'm trying to get across to you, you think I'm going to be on your side because you're white, you're Aryan Nations, and you want to come up and badmouth the blacks and the Jews and the Muslims and the Chinese? No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to happen. I don't want the Chinese culture here in America, other than, you know, Chinatown and San Francisco, any more than I want our government to be run the way a black neighborhood or the way Marion Barry ran Washington, D.C. And because Marion Barry liked to hang out with prostitutes, smoke cocaine, and take bribes, doesn't mean that all blacks are bad. And no matter how you want to try to paint Saddam Hussein as a dictator, that doesn't mean all Iraqis are bad either, any more than having our soldiers in over 100 countries around the world makes the American people bad. It makes our governments bad. It makes our governments wrong. And that is what we have to deal with and how we have to deal with this situation. Don't be moved to anger or hatred by cleverly worded propaganda from a biased and small organization or small percentage of people. And the point I'm trying to get across here is, yes, Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons. Sam's album. Stop bagging, what about the Mossad? Stop bagging the Jews. Do not allow them in positions like Chertoff. I certainly agree with that. Chertoff is a dual citizen. Alan, you're right. Israel controls the U.S. Congress through the AIPAC lobby. And Alan has any suggestion what Americans can do about the Mossad? Yeah. And the Jewish control the media, control the Congress. That's our problem. We have, but it has to be put properly. You don't want to come off like this Aryan Nations rabble or Ku Klux Klan rabble. They take a little bit of truth. They take a little bit of truth. Blacks are, black on white attacks are more prevalent than white on black attacks. So blacks can be racist as well as whites. But to speak out against crime is one thing. To speak out against somebody's race or religion is just sheer accident. That I was lucky enough to be born in Texas, in America, and not in some little dusty, dirty country like Israel. Luck. And you can't be led down that path. To go to war, to justify going to war with all Muslims because the Jews don't like them because they don't have, they don't allow fractional banking. They don't allow usury. So we'll just call them all terrorists. And the same thing's happening now to people like me. They want to call me a homegrown terrorist because I'm telling you that Israel is controlling our country and their Mossad is controlling our CIA. And their Mossad, the same way the Mossad, their agents control the KGB and the government of Russia, of the Soviet Union. Now, how can Americans, Alan asked, how Americans, the citizenry, can do it? Stop listening to Hagee. Sam said, stop listening to Hagee, Robertson, and LeMay. That would be a start. Let's just divide the Christians into Christians that would follow Jesus if he was here today. And the preachers who are usurping the name of Jesus and Jesus' reputation to lead you astray, to make you think it's okay to go to war with the Muslims and that it's okay for the Israelis to kill teenagers, run over American women who are trying to stop a bulldozer. Because all Muslims are terrorists. They're not. All blacks aren't criminals. And all Christians, all preachers out there who've adopted the name of Jesus, who have lifted a graven image over his words in the form of an instrument of torture they used to kill him with. That means that we have to be discerning. And we have to follow the principles this country was started under. Equal rights for all, equal opportunity for all. freedom and liberty for everyone, not just a certain color. And that's the real meaning, Alan. That's the real meaning. Of the separation of church and state. Freedom and liberty for all. No special interest group, whether it's Christian, Muslim, or Jews, telling the rest of us how we have to act, how we have to be. And you don't like the kosher food? Don't buy it. Kill a pig. Have some bacon. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls at 8.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Chat room in Republic. Sam says most all Muslims are not terrorists. He says read Wrongly Blamed by Dr. Kasim Kattal, who points out that 400 Muslims died on 9/11 in the towers, and it is big hellfire sin to kill other Muslims under Islamic law. That's, Grum said, Clay, if you don't buy kosher, you're going to go home with an empty grocery sack. I said, well, grow your own and buy your beef from a rancher. And that's the purposes of Liberty Village. We may not be able to change the world, but we can change small parts of it.
Free American.
And my number here, by the way, is 888-678-1444. 888-678-1444.
And you have a question for him.
Oh, he's a liar. He's a liar. Tell him go to hell. Drop him. That's the same guy. That's the same guy. That's a radio show. Supposedly they had me on a radio show yesterday, and it was just so their friends could call in and try to attack me. And we're tracing those calls. Okay. The guys in the chat room are, and they're so close here that it really illustrates our problems. Alan says, Jews are supreme blamers. And they're also talking about the kosher taxes, kosher tax on soap pads and such. Yeah, that's a con game. That's a sales game. That's a sales game. And Sam says, Jews are hypocrites. They preach tolerance, but they're the most intolerant. And Jesus said it. Yep. And you're right about that. But it's the government and the people that control the paper. It is individuals. It is unscrupulous, unprincipled, unpatriotic people that want to control other people. And by just lumping it all in, you're saying all Jews are hypocrites, all blacks are petty thieves, killers, yeah. No, that is not right, and that is playing their game. That is being led by propaganda. We're going to take a break, and I'll take your calls after...
With recent...